Today we continue our study on the book of Genesis.
今日我哋继续系读创世记。
After many weeks of learning from chapter 1, today we turn to chapter 2.
经过好多星期嘅，我哋系研读创世记第一章，今日读第二章。
You remember the closing words of chapter 1 actually are found in chapter 2 verses 1 to 3.
事实上，第一章嘅结尾应该系喺第二章一。
So technically, the chapter 2 starts from chapter 2, verse 4.
所以是創世記第二章呢，應該是第四節開始。
Today, we'll start from Genesis chapter 2 and verse 4.
今天我們是讀創世記第二章第四節。
The aim of this morning's study is to gain an overview of chapter 2.
今天特別將第二章呢，我們能夠將個中心拿出來。
We've got time only for an overview and not every single details.
我哋只系足够时间将第二章系普遍嚟读一次，唔能够将佢细节去研读。
Let me start from verse 4 and read on to verse 8.
我哋系读第二章创世纪四到第八节。
This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that Yahweh God made earth and heaven. Now, no shrub of the field was yet in the earth, and no plant of the field had yet sprouted. For Yahweh God had not sent rain upon the earth, and there was no man to cultivate the ground. Verse 6. But the mist used to rise from the earth and water the whole surface of the ground. 7. Then Yahweh God formed man from dust from the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. And Yahweh God planted a garden toward the east in Eden, or in Hebrew, Eden. And there he placed the man whom he had formed. Let's read carefully verse 4.
我哋小心系读第四节
，which is the beginning opening words of chapter 2。
第四节系第二章嘅开始嘅第一句。
It says, "This is the account, the description of the heavens and the earth when they were created."
呢度特别讲到创造天地的来历，在耶和神造天地的日子，乃是这样。
This is strange.
好奇怪。
Because chapter 1, the creation in 7 days, is already an account of the heavens and the earth.
因为在第一章里面讲到神是创造整个的宇宙万物的时候，已经能够清楚讲到出来。
So this is another account of the creation.
第二章是另一个的记载，有关神的创造。
So in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, we read two different accounts.
因此我们看到创世纪第一章和第二章有两个不同的记载。
Actually, the two accounts are different and yet with similarities.
这两个记载是有相同点，也是有相异点。
Now, how do these two accounts, chapter 1 and chapter 2 of Genesis, compare?
那我们怎样去比较第一章和第二章的比较呢？
First of all,
第一，
in both chapter 1 and chapter 2, strict chronology is not intended by the writer.
我哋好清楚睇到第一章同埋第二章，佢哋刻意地系唔将呢个时间嘅次序咧啊录出嚟。
You might remember, for example, in chapter 1, trees and vegetations are made in day 3.
事实上，呢个树木嘅菜蔬咧系第三日系神创造嘅。
In day 6, animals.
第六日系做动物。
Lastly, human beings.
最深是做人的。
But when you read carefully chapter 2,
但是当你很小心读第二章的时候，
the order of, not creation, but of description has been reversed.
当你看到的时候，这个次序去描述的时候，刚刚相反。
Notice verse 5 of chapter 2.
我们看一下第二章第五节。
Now no shrub of the field was yet in the earth, no plant of the field, no trees, no plants, no vegetation of the field had yet sprouted.
系呢个特别讲嘅第五节里边讲到，野地还没有草木，田间嘅菜蔬还没有长起来。
Because there was no man to cultivate the ground.
因为系冇人。
In other words, according to chapter 2, God wanted to make man first, and then trees and plants and so on.
因此很明显看到第二章神 特別是講到是創造人才看到才疏動物。
Later on in chapter 2 you'll find that man was mentioned first and then all the animals of the earth。
在第二章裡面我們看到人是首先描述出來先，跟住先講到動物。
Let's read 19。
我們看第19節。
Well, I start from verse 18。
18節開始吧。
Then Yahweh God said, "This is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." And then, out of the ground, Yahweh God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the sky and brought them to the man and asked him to name them.
嗱，喺第十八节里边咧，我哋睇到 Yahweh 佢就话到，那人独居系不好，我要为他做一个嘅配偶帮助他。跟住十九节先至话到，耶和华神用土所造成的野地各样走兽和空中各样嘅飞鸟，都带到那人面前，看他叫什么。
There is no need to draw the wrong conclusion that the Bible contradicts itself。
我哋唔好因此睇完之后咧，好随便地造成一个错误的结论，就说圣经彼此有些矛盾的。
You must realize the writer's intention is not about strict chronology of things.
因为你要很清楚知道那个作者，他不是刻意按着时间的次序来去描述的。
Chapter 2 and chapter 1 have a different order of description, not different order of events.
因为创世纪第一章和第二章次序咧，唔系时间嗰个嘅次序描述，乃是描述唔同嘅事情嘅。
In chapter one, human beings are mentioned last, after all the animals, because human beings is the highest of all creatures.
喺第一章里边讲到创造人咧，佢讲到最甚美，点解咧？因为系人系万物当中系去最高位嘅。
There is a saying in English language.The last but not least.
有句英文的说话是讲到呢，是最尾最尾。
Sometimes you want to say something is most important, you leave it to the last.
有时呢，要知道这个事情是最重要的时候呢，你看到最尾你才讲出来的。
But at other times, when you want to say something is most important, you say it first.
但是呢，在另一个情况之下呢，有时你要将你要重要的事情你要讲出来的时候呢，你首先你讲出来。
So whether it is in chapter 1 or in chapter 2, the two different accounts,
无论是第一章和第二章是不同的记载。
The writer wants to say, among all creatures, humankind is most privileged in God's eyes.
作者主要是着重一件事情，无论第一章或者第二章，人在所有万物当中最有特权的。
The focus of Yahweh, the creator, is upon the human species.
这位创造主神，他焦点呢，就是摆在人里面。
And that includes you.
包括你。
No matter how you look at your background, your level of culture, you are of special value to God.
无论你点睇你自己嘅背景，点睇你嘅文化，神系睇你个佢嘅心中嘅焦点。
I can see all another two differences between chapter 1 and chapter 2.
我再睇到系第一章同第二章有两个唔同点。
From verse 4 of chapter 2, the name of God is specified.
在第二章第四节里面，神的名字是很清楚是描述出来。
When you read chapter 1 of Genesis, you only see the word God, but not the name of God.
当你看第一章的时候，你看到个这个神这个字，但是还是未出现神的名字。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
在这里讲到起初神创造天地，是第一章里面是记载的。
But in verse 4 of chapter 2, it says, This is the account of the heavens and the earth in the day that Yahweh God made earth and heaven.
但在第二章第四节里面记载就说，创造天地的来历在 Yahweh 神造天地的日子，乃是这样。
This expression, Yahweh God, occurs a total of 11 times in chapter 2.
Yahweh 神这个名字在第二章里面出现了11次。
Why is the name of God specified?
为什么神的名字刻意记录出来呢？
To tell the readers of the Bible.
要话俾读圣经嘅人听。
There is only one maker, one designer, one creator of the universe.
因为整个宇宙只有一位创造整个宇宙。
And he is the only true God.
佢就系嗰位独一真神。
No other gods are the true maker of the universe.
冇其他所谓神呢创造宇宙天地。
And the creator's name is Yahweh.
创造宇宙天地呢位独一真神就系叫做 Yahweh，not
another name，
冇其他名字。
Another difference between chapter 1 and chapter 2，
仲有第一章同第二章唔同嘅地点。
Chapter 1 talks about creation of the universe in 7 days。
喺第一章里边讲到创造整个宇宙咧系七日。
Chapter 2 does not talk about creation of the world in 7 days.
在第二章没有讲到创造天地七日。
Chapter 2 talks about the beginning of life of the first human couple in a place called Eden.
反而讲到神所创造这一对的夫妇，他在伊甸乐园他的生命的开始。
In chapter 1, the climax of creation is in day 7.
在第一章里面整个创造最高峰呢在于第七日。
It will be a day or a time of Shabbat.
是那个第七日就是所谓的安息日。
It is a day or a time to celebrate the joy of consummation of God's plan.
这一日是很重要的，因为神创造整个宇宙的计划呢完成了而带来一份的喜乐。
In other words, chapter 1, the first account, climaxes in day 7.
因此第一章的高峰就是第七日。
In chapter 2, the second account of the creation, there is no mention of the Shabbat.
是第二章里面呢是没有提过安息日的。
It doesn't spend one word to describe the climax of God's plan.
完全没有提及到呢神创造计划的高峰。
It's not about the day when God's plan will be consummated.
没有讲到是神完成他创造那天，完全没有提及。
To the contrary,
反而
chapter 2 has to do with the beginning of God's plan.
反而讲到神的计划的开始。
It's the beginning of life for the first human couple on earth.
就是讲到第一对夫妻他在地上生命的开始。
Just like two newborn babies,
好似有一个新生嘅婴孩一样。
The first human couple have to learn to become God's image。
好似到话呢个新嘅夫妻，佢哋要学习点样成为有神嗰个嘅样式。
And their learning have to start from the basics。
佢哋嘅学习系要从好基本开始。
And what God teaches the first couple to learn are described in chapter 2.
咁神点教导呢个第一对嘅夫妻，就系记载喺创世纪第二章。
Let's shift our attention to verse 7 now。
我哋开始咧，将个焦点咧去到呢一个第七节。
Let's adjust the lens of our camera and focus on verse 7。
嗱，我哋将我哋嗰个嘅相机个焦点咧去到第七节吓。
Then Yahweh God formed man of dust.From the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
第七节是这么说，耶和神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
You see, the first man was different from all of us in one basic aspect.
第一个人呢，他和我们普通的人类呢有少少是不同的。
Everybody share one thing in common.
人类呢大家都是有共同点。
You and I were all born of our mother.
我们每一个都是从我们的母亲生出来的。
Human beings are born of women.
所有的人是从妈妈的肚里面生出来的。
For this reason, women are very important.
就因为这样的缘故，妇女是很重要的。
You know, we men can't become pregnant, can we?
因为男人不能够受孕的。
Our procreation, the human race, depends on women.
所有人口的增进是透过妇女的怀孕出来的。
Except the first man, Adam.
但是呢，除了第一位神所造的那位人，亚当。
The first man was not born of woman.
第一个人咧，唔系从妇人所生嘅。
There was no woman yet.
当时未有妇人。
Hey, notice the first man was not created either.
第一个人咧，亦都唔系创造出嚟嘅。
Because when the Bible uses the word created, it means to bring something into existence out of nothing.
因为所谓创造呢个意思咧。是从无中做出来叫做创造。
Only Yahweh can create something out of nothing.
因为只有神在无有当中，祂能够创造是有。
When chapter 1 begins with these words, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, it means He brought into existence the universe out of nothing.
在第一章第一节，起初神创造天地，这个字创造是什么意思呢？意思就是在无有当中，神使它成为有。
But the first man was not created out of nothing.
但是人不是在无有当中创造出来的。
Read again, verse 7.
我们再看清楚第七节。
Then Yahweh God formed man of dust from the ground.
呢度系讲到人系耶和神用地上嘅尘土做出嚟嘅。
So the first man was not created, but formed.
第一个人呢唔系创造，系无有创造出嚟，乃系形成出嚟嘅。个字系形成。
For those of you who are reading a Chinese translation or an English translation, you will know the word man.Has a special meaning.
如果你是看无论中文或者英文圣经，你看不到个字亚当这个人这个字的意思。
In Hebrew, the word is Adam.
希伯来文呢，这个人这个字叫做 Adam.
First of all, Adam is not the name of a person.
Adam 呢不是一个人的名字来的。
Not in the beginning, anyways.
最起初呢不是人的名字来的。
Adam means man or mankind.
Adam 这个字呢，所谓亚当呢，意思是人或者人类。
And the word for ground or soil is Adama.
但是呢，有关到土地那个字希伯来文呢， Adama.
So,The two words are actually related. Adam, Adama.
这两个字 Adam 或者 Adama 两个是彼此有相关的。
To use these two words in one sentence is a deliberate pun.
如果你将这两个字 Adam, Adama 是同一个句子里面一起刻意用的时候，就是变了是同音的气语来的了。
So, in Hebrew,You would say verse 7 like this. Then Yahweh God formed Adam out of dust from Adama.
如果是这样的时候，你又看到了，在第七节应该是这样，神用 Adama 尘土做 Adam.
Another word is used, dust. The first word is ground, soil.
第一个意思应该是地。
The second word is dust.
第二个尘土。
Or in Hebrew is afar.
或者咧，用希伯来文 afar，
and afar is not just dust but dry dust。
afar 呢个尘土唔系普通嘅尘土，系非常干燥嘅尘。
I have the privilege of having traveled in northwest of China, the Xinjiang province of China。
我曾经有呢一个好好嘅机会咧，喺呢一个中国嘅西北部咧，去到新疆嘅地方。
I've also lived in Israel for 1 year。
我亦都喺以色列咧住过一年。
I know what dry dust means。
我能够真系明白何谓真系好干燥。嘅塵土係咩意思
？Every day you walk down the street, your both feet will be covered with dust.
每天你喺街上行嘅時候咧，你兩隻腳咧係完全咧係充滿塵土嘅。
And when a car drives by,
當呢架汽車經過嘅時候
，or a horse is goes by，
或者呢一個嘅馬咧經過嘅時候
，dust flies everywhere in the air.
哇！啲塵土通樹飛到整個空氣都係
dry dust. You know what I mean?
你知唔知咩叫做好乾燥嘅塵土呢
？So that day Yahweh God formed the first man out of this dry dust of the ground。
嗰日神就用好乾燥嘅塵土造成人。
God did not use a fertile soil, mud, you know, no。
神咧系冇用嗰啲嘅泥板浆咧去做人。
Dry dust。
很乾燥的塵土做人。
What use, what good is dry dust anyways?
到底這麼乾燥的塵土有什麼用呢？
What can you do with dry dust that flies in your face?
這些這麼乾燥的塵土飛在你的面裡面有什麼可以作用呢？
Okay, many of you are artists who do your handcrafts. What can you do with dry dust anyways?
很多當中很多人很有技術的天才的，我就問你們咁乾燥嘅塵土，到底你能夠做到啲乜嘢咧？
And yet the origin of the human species is from the dry dust of the earth.
但係第一個人係從好乾燥嘅塵土做出嚟嘅。
What is the Bible saying to you?
咁到底聖經係想講啲乜嘢俾我哋聽
咧？ It is a gentle reminder that the origin of the human species is very humble, to say the least.
事實上，聖經很温柔地提醒我們人類，你知不知道人類的出身是很卑微的。
If you're a fertile soil, you can plant fruit trees in it, but what can you do with dry dust?
但如果很肥沃的泥土呢，你就可以栽種很多的樹木，很茂盛。那到底乾燥的塵土能夠有什麼用處呢？
But then in the hands of Yahweh, when he has put some water into the fine dust, it turns it into a clay.
但是当创造主摆啲水落去，就变成泥。
And then with the creator, like a ceramics master, can begin to turn the wheels and mold the clay into a vessel.
当神佢就好似呢个陶瓷嘅师傅一样，亲手将呢个泥土做成人。
In chapter 1, two important verbs are used.
是第一章裏面有兩個很重要的字是用了的。
These are verbs.
你看它是動詞來的。
First is barak, which means create.
第一個字 barak, 意思就是創造。
The second word is asa, which means to make.
第二個字 asa, 是要做。
But in verse 7 of our text today, the word formed or fashioned is used.
反而是第二章第七節所用的字形成。
Or fashion,
或者咧就係用塑造。
The Hebrew word is yatsar。
咁呢個字咧跟頭先嗰兩個字唔同，佢叫做咧 yatsar。
The choice of the word is to tell us Creator God is like a ceramics master who put water into the dry dust and turn it into clay and to make the first man。
嗱，當用 yatsar 呢個字嘅時候咧，話俾我哋聽，我哋呢位創造主。他將水擺落呢啲嘅好乾燥塵土當中嘅時候，他用雙手塑造一個人，正如好似一個嘅瓷器嘅師傅一樣，慢慢塑造人。
He knows the origin of human species is humble.
他知道人嘅開始係好卑微嘅。
Yet he has chosen to make mankind the focus of his special love.
但是神就选了人成为他整个创造里面那个集中的爱。
Although man is weak, but in Yahweh's hand, he knows man will become the image of God.
神知道虽然人的开始是这么卑微，但在神的手里面的时候，人可以成为神的形象。
I don't think any one of you would argue with me that human beings are fragile.
我相信你会同意嘅，就系话到人系非常之脆弱嘅。
Because the day when we finish our life journey on earth, we'll die.
嗱，我哋过咗一生里边，我哋就会死亡噶啦。
After we die, this beautiful face, good-looking body, will decay.
当我哋死亡之后，我哋个美丽嘅身躯咧，慢慢就扭坏噶啦。
And for many of us, before we die, there's so much pain and suffering in the hospital.
不止系咁，好多人死之前咧，喺医院里边咧，要经过好长期嘅痛苦，因为疾病嘅缘故。
What about our moods?
咁我哋嘅情绪系点样啊
？Are you a moody person?
系咪你高高低低，非常情绪化咧？
Are you someone dominated by your emotions?
是不是你常常被你的情绪控制住你呢？
Some people are more steady.
有些人呢，情绪比较稳定一点。
But others are very emotional.
大 但另一啲咧係非常被情緒控制，係好唔穩定嘅。
And when the person next to you becomes moody, it's very hard to get along with.
你知唔知啊？坐喺你隔離嗰人咧，成日情緒好好唔穩定嘅時候咧，你覺得好難同佢相處嘅。
Whatever you say, you offend him or her.
因為你無論你講乜嘢，好容易咧，你傷害咗佢嘅。
And you begin to say, "What's wrong with that person?"
咁你話做乜嘢啊？你有啲咩究竟我講錯乜嘢啊？你
Well, that person is in a bad mood.
常常咧係啲脾氣咧咁臭嘅。
Just let him, let her calm down in a three days time. He'll be fine.
但係咧，容許等佢孤獨咧幾日之後咧，佢情緒又去翻穩定。
Human beings are so changing.
人咧真係常常變幻無窮。
So unsteady.
非常之不穩定嘅。
So moody.
係好情緒化
嘅。And what about our willpower?
咁我哋嘅意志力咧
？Are you someone who is very focused？
你係咪一個好集中力好強嘅人咧
？Or are you someone very distracted？
亦或咧，嗰個好容易咧集中力咧係好短暫嘅。
A beautiful face will distract you。
一見到一個好靚嘅咩話魚啊嘛？
face
一個好靚嘅美麗嘅面孔咧，啊，會將你嗰個焦點咧挪開佢。
A certain song on the radio will distract you also。
或者收音機裏面有一個好好聽嘅音樂咧，你又是咧嗰個集中咧力量咧又是差開咗。
A beautiful pair of shoes will distract you also。
一對好美麗嘅鞋咧，又是使到你咧又唔能夠集中。
Why can't you concentrate better？
點解你唔能夠有一個好強嘅集中力咧？
Because you're a human.
因為你我哋係人類。
What about your willpower?
到底你嘅意志力又點樣咧
？Why do you always lack determination?
點解你成日冇一決心咧
？And then you say to me, "Why are you asking me this question?"
咁啊，你話你做咩要問我呢樣嘢啊
？I'm just human.
我只不過係人喎，你要知喎。
Yeah, I'm also human.
我都係人。
We're all the same. You know?
我哋都係一樣嘅。
So the Bible wants to tell you today.Our origin is only very lowly.
我哋嘅出身係好卑微嘅。
But in the hands of a heavenly Father, we all can become God's image.
但係喺神嘅雙手當中，我哋能夠有神嘅形象。
Only when we allow Him to do so.
但係一個好重要嘅關鍵，你願唔願意將你自己俾神去做你咧
？You add water onto the dust.
將呢個水放喺呢個嘅塵土裏邊
，turn it into clay，
將佢成為泥土
，and step on the wheels，
然後開始咧用嗰啲嘅輪啊，瓷器輪
，with his hands that work wonders， mold the clay into a vessel of glory，
用佢嘅雙手慢慢塑造人，成為心中佢所做嘅人。
The Bible says God's power is perfected in weakness。
在圣经里面是告诉我们神的能力是在软弱的人身上彰显是完美。
Yahweh chooses the lowly and the weak to show his power.
神特别拣选这些软弱脆弱的人将他的能力是在软弱人身上彰显完美。
You see, just from one verse, verse 7, we can see so much riches.
我们在第七节已经看到这么丰富的信息了。
It's worth to spend time to study the Bible in detail, isn't it?
所以咧，真係好值得咧，係花時間好詳細細節地讀神嘅話語。
Let us read on to verse 8.
我哋繼續讀第八節。
And Yahweh God planted a garden toward the east in Eden, and there He placed the man whom He had fashioned.
耶和神在東方的伊甸立了一個園子。把所造的人安置在哪里
？Let's jump to verse 10 to 14.
嗱，我哋跳去10至14节。
And we are told that this garden of Eden is between the two big rivers, Tigris and Euphrates.
我哋睇到呢个伊甸园咧，佢个位置喺边度咧？系就喺呢个底格里斯河同埋幼法拉底河。
You read that in verse 14.
你喺第十四节里边睇到嘅。
Actually, the name of the four rivers are mentioned.
事实上咧，四条河咧喺呢度都完全咧系描述出嚟。
But the location of the other two rivers are hard to ascertain.
但系其他嗰两条河咧，我哋根本到现在咧，我哋唔知道事实上喺边度。
But River Tigris and River Euphrates are both in modern Iraq.
但系底格里斯 同埋幼法拉底河呢兩條河啊，現在喺伊拉克仍然存在嘅。
So Yahweh God planted this Garden Eden, and then when he has finished preparing it, he placed Adam there.
當神做咗呢一個園嘅時候，佢將佢所做嘅人呢，就放喺呢個伊甸園裏邊啦。
Eden is a place for learning.
呢個伊甸園咧，事實上有一個目的嘅，就喺嗰度咧，係係培育人。
A place for transformation.
係喺嗰度咧，係被改造，係被培訓嘅。
You may say Eden is a training ground.
可以講講嚟啦，啲伊甸咧就係一個嘅培訓地。
Let's read verse 15.
第十五節。
Then Yahweh God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and keep it.
Yahweh 神將那人安置在伊甸園，使他修理看守。
Two verbs are used here.
呢度有兩個動詞。
To cultivate and to keep.
係修理同埋看守兩個動詞。
I checked the original Hebrew.
我查呢個希伯來嘅原文。
The word cultivate actually means work.
修理呢個字原文咧，意思就係話工作
，labor，
勞動嘅工作
，which means it involves effort。
意思咧就係咧，你要去刻苦工作嘅勞動嘅。
The second verb keep actually means to be careful about things we do。
看守咧意思係咩咧？係叫你小心，你無論你所做嘅任何嘢，小心去做。
So the purpose of the Garden of Eden are threefold.
因此呢一個伊甸園咧係有三樣重要嘅目的嘅。
First, God wants the first man to learn responsibility.
第一，耶和華神要係第一個個人亞當學習負責任。
Take up responsibility.
要承擔責任。
Second point.
第二點。
Don't be lazy.
唔好懶惰。
There's got work to do.
有工作你要去做。
But don't be too busy.
但係咧，唔好太忙碌喎。
Know how to work and work hard for 6 days and take a holiday on the seventh.
但係咧，你一做做六日，第七日你要休息。
But the basic point is don't be lazy.
但係咧，主要重心就話唔好懶惰啊。
Third.
第三點。
Whatever you do, be careful about it.
無論你做任何嘢。你唔好草草了事，你要小心翼翼。
Don't say to yourself, I'm not like you. I'm of a casual character.
你唔好对自己讲啊，我又唔系你，我咧做嘢我好随随便便，我人就系咁噶啦。
Your Creator said, whatever you do, be careful about it.
但系耶和华神话俾我哋听，无论你做乜嘢，你都要小心谨慎。
Do you take any responsibility to keep this church in good condition?
嗱，我想問大家，大家有冇負起呢個責任，將呢個教會係小心翼翼嘅去看管呢
？You say, what does taking responsibility and not lazy have to do with God's image?
咁你要問啦，哇，咁究竟咧就係小心翼翼啊，或者負擔責任啦，同神嗰個形象有啲乜嘢關係呢？
Well, I ask again, do you take responsibility to keep this church in good condition?
嗱，我再一次問大家，你有冇負起呢個責任，使到呢個教會咧井井有條
？Do you know that if you don't take your responsibility to keep this church in good condition, the church won't be like this now?
因為我再一次講，若果你唔去每個人負起呢個責任嘅時候，我哋就唔會咧，好似今日現在呢一個教會咁啦。
You know, we are renting 2 rooms from this hostel, the Hatters, for Sunday meetings.
大家都知道咧，我哋咧係從 Hatters 呢一個嘅呢個酒店咧，我哋係租用2個房間禮拜日嚟用嘅。
We also use their kitchen and their toilets, of course.
我哋咧亦都用佢一個嘅廚房同埋佢啲洗手間。
We've been here for almost 5 years now.
我哋喺呢度地方咧聚集差唔多有5年嘅時間啦。
I'm happy to tell you that we have enjoyed a very good relationship with the management.
我可以咧就話俾大家聽，我哋同嗰個嘅管理處啊彼此有一個好嘅關係。
You know, the reception desk at the main entrance, there is one person on duty every Sunday.
大家知道咧，喺呢一個嘅呢個詢問處嗰個地方咧，每個禮拜日佢都有人咧把守嘅。
For many months, there was a girl of a quite tall, quite big, of dark complexion, with the name of Irene.
喺呢一個嘅管理處裏邊咧，係有一個女仔好高大嘅。皮膚黑黑地嘅，佢名字叫做 Irene。
I think Irene comes from either South America or Central America。
Irene 可能咧從呢個南美洲或者中美洲嚟嘅。
She speaks not only English but fluent Spanish。
佢不但可以講英文，佢都能夠好流利嘅西班牙文。
Do you notice you haven't seen Irene around for the last a month or so？
你知唔知道啦？係過去一個月我都冇見唔到 Irene 啊。
She has left。
原來咧，佢離開咗咯。
She has made enough money, and she is now studying in a university.
因為咧，佢賺夠錢，佢而家咧再翻翻去咧呢個大學裏邊咧係讀書。
One week before Irene left Hatters, she met Olive and me outside.
佢快要離開酒店之前一個星期咧，剛剛 Olive 同我咧喺前面咧啱啱遇到 Irene。
She told Olive she didn't have to, but she told Olive.You know, your people are fantastic.
佢話咧，你知唔知啊？你哋啲人啊，真係非常之好啊。
This is what I told my staff. The Chinese church people are fantastic.
佢話咧，我常常同我啲同事講啊，佢話啲中國教會呢班人咧，真係非常之好啊。
We were taken by surprise.
我哋真係好奇嘅喎，佢能夠講呢番説話對我哋。
She told them because she was telling them to take over from her, you see.
因為咧點解咧？因為 Irene 就嚟走啦，佢將佢自己嘅責任啊，佢各方面嘅嘢咧，話俾啲同事聽，應該咁點做
？What did Irene mean？
咁到底 Irene 佢咁講係有啲咩特別嘅意思咧
？I think she meant you people are fantastic with the use of the rooms you rent。
佢意思就係話你哋真係好啦，你中國人嘅教會嘅人，因為咧你用我哋嘅地方咧用得非常好，就係呢個意思。
We have done something that we are not even conscious about。
我哋咧就係不知不覺地，我哋做咗啲嘢咧，我哋根本咧係唔知道嘅。
We have left Irene and some others with a positive impression of Chinese people。
但係咧。俾其他人咧，同埋好良好嘅印象。
You know, we can't say the same thing with other Chinese people.
嗱，當然啦，我哋唔可以講話其他嘅中國人一樣啦。
We have lived out the image of God unconsciously.
其實我哋活咗神嗰個形象露咗出嚟。
Praise be to our heavenly Father.
因此，讚美係歸於神。
But can you imagine if we together don't take responsibility to keep the place in good condition, will we come to this day?
嗱，如果反過嚟講，若果我哋當中咧唔係願意負擔呢個責任，每次用完人哋房間咧，好好整理翻俾人嘅話咧
，And you ask me, what does taking responsibility and keeping place in good condition have to do with the image of God?
咁咧，你就問我啦，到底咧好好整好？用人的地方呢跟神的形象呢有什么关系啊
Of course, there is an important link.
当然有一个很重要的关系啦。
Our character as a human being, our habits, have everything to do with God's image.
每样我们所做的我们的习惯一切我们会流露出来到底有冇神嘅形象在我哋当中
？By the way, do you take any responsibility to keep your home in good condition？
嗱，現在我要反問你哋，到底你哋有冇負起呢個責任，在家中嘅時候將你屋企咧能夠 keep 得井井有條
？Please don't say to me, who cares？
嗱，千萬咧你唔好話俾我聽啊！我關你咩事啊
？It's not your business.
又唔係你嘅事，你千萬唔好對我咁樣講。
Do you take responsibility to keep your bedroom in good condition？
我想問大家，到底你有冇負起呢個責任，將你個睡房乾乾淨淨、井井有條咧
？And don't say to yourself, this is my private territory.
嗱，請你唔好話俾我聽啊，唔關你事啊，呢個係我自己私人房間啊。
It's important. It has to do with the image of God. Do you take responsibility to keep your bathroom, the toilet in good condition? Or do you leave it to your father, your mother, your brother, or your sister?
抑或用完之後咧，唉，話知你啦，我爸爸媽媽、我兄弟姊妹、其他人可以做，我唔理。
Imagine if you enter a home, whether it's the lounge, or whether it's the toilet, or the kitchen, everywhere is kept in a good condition.
若果你去到人家屋企，一去到嘅時候，人哋嘅客廳、人哋嘅廁所、人哋每度嘅地方能夠乾乾淨淨。井井有條，你會有點樣諗呢？
Not only you feel very comfortable，
不但你會覺得好舒服
，nice cozy，
而且咧好覺得好温馨。
Let me tell you， you'll be living out the image of God。
若果你係咁咧，我話你聽，你係活出神嘅形象喺你嘅身上。
One thing is clear， Yahweh God doesn't like messy and dirty place， you know。
嗱，我話俾你聽啊。神真係唔喜歡咧，亂七八糟、污糟邋遢嘅。
What about your desk？
到底你個書台嘅情況係點樣樣啊
？What about your kitchen？
你個廚房嘅情況係點啊
？What about the underneath of the sink of in the kitchen？
啊，譬如你個廚房底下個星盤底下係咪點樣樣啊
？Put the man into Eden to work and to keep it。
神將亞當。放在伊甸園裏面是要學習修理和看守。
Let's go on to verse 16 and 17.
16到第17節。
And Yahweh God commanded the man, saying, From any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it, you shall surely die.
第十六节，耶和神吩咐他说：园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃；只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
We now come to the fourth point of life in the Garden of Eden。
现在咧，佢讲到喺伊甸园里边啊所学习嘅第四点
：test，
测验
，or exam，
考试。
You say what？
有咩嘛
？There are exams in the Bible as well.
哇，喺呢個聖經裏邊咧，我哋都要考試，要測驗嘅啦咩
？Is the Garden of Eden a school after all？
咁但係伊甸園裏邊咧係學校嚟㗎。
What test is it CGSE？
又唔係考呢個中學會考試
？Or half-term test or what？
或者咧就係中期試。
What test？
到底乜嘢嘅試啊
？Is it God is saying before man can represent Him as His image？Man must go through tests.
Yahweh 神係講得好清楚，人有神嘅形象之前咧，神會有一個測驗喺我哋每人身上嘅。
You know, the Garden of Eden is a very vast region, a very big area.
嗱，伊甸園咧一個非常好廣闊一個嘅園地嚟嘅。
Because it was situated between the Tigris River and River Euphrates。
因為個園係幾闊咧，係從底格里斯去到幼法拉底河，廣闊嘅。
In today's central and northern Iraq。
喺現在伊拉克中部同埋北部之間。
In that huge garden, the first couple may eat of any fruit tree。
喺咁廣闊嘅園地當中咧。呢對第一嘅夫妻，佢哋可以食任何園中嘅果樹
，except one tree。
但係有一隻樹，有一個樹不能食。
The day you eat from the fruits of that tree, you will surely die。
耶和神好講得好清楚噶啦，你食呢棵樹嘅果子咧，你嗰日必然會死。
That should be enough freedom and enjoyment, right？
咁事實上咧，就真係好自由，我哋又得嚟個好大嘅享受。
The test is rather simple。
測驗咧其實好簡單嘅。
There is only one tree that the first couple must not eat from。
只有一棵樹嘅果子不能食，只係好簡單嘅測驗嘅啫。
Would it have been easy to pass that first test？
你覺得咧，你可唔可以咧，好輕而易舉咧過咗呢一個嘅考試咧
？Or would it have been very difficult to pass it？
你都覺得咧係非常咧難過咧
？But in any case, the idea is to test obedience。
呢棵樹喺嗰度，主要係測驗人 信服神的心。
Whether man trusts in what God says，
到底人愿唔愿意相信神每一句嘅话语
？Or to doubt what He says，
亦或将神嘅话语系会有一个嘅疑问，系一个反问
？Or to twist it and don't want to obey，
因为你唔愿意信服嘅缘故，你将神嘅话语你扭曲出嚟。
You see。Disobedience is the root of sin for the whole mankind.
你知唔知啊？当你唔信服嘅时候，就系罪嘅根源。
Because disobedience is self-centeredness.
因为呢一个不肯信服咧，就系自我为中心嗰个嘅罪嘅根源。
To slowly become the image of God, mankind must learn to obey.
当你慢慢学习有神嘅形象之前。人一定要学一个好重要的功课，信服，信服神的话语。
And lastly, let's read verse 18.
我哋读第十八节啦。
Then Yahweh God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him."
耶和华神说：那人独居不好，我要为他做一个配偶，帮助他。
Interesting.
非常有趣味吓。
If you ask a man what verse 18 means,
若我问嗰啲男人，你觉得呢第十八节系咩意思咧
？Why is it not good for a man to be alone, and why does God want to make a woman for him?
神点解会觉得咧人独居不好咧？点解咧神要做一个妇人咧，成为佢妻子咧
？In his heart, the man said, "Yeah, because women are good. I like women. Yeah."
或者咧，男性会觉得系啊，啱啊，神讲得啱啊，因为咧我好中意女人。
Because it's not good for me to be alone because I need a woman or women to keep me from feeling lonely.
Oh, yeah? 神就讲得真系啱啦，人咧唔可以独居啊。其实我真系唔想独居嘅，所以咧我好需要有一个妻子咧，成日陪伴住我。
For some, one is not enough.
或者有啲人咧觉得一个妻子都唔够啊。
And you women, the female will say, "Hey, you men are so selfish."
女人嗰度嘅人咧就觉得啊，你啲男人真系自私咯。
If you know the original language of the Bible doesn't say it's not good for men to be alone. It says it's not good for Adam to be alone.
若果你系读原文嘅时候咧，神冇话咧唔好叫亚当一个人系独居不好。
It's not good for any human being to be alone.
佢意思就系话。每一个人独居都唔好。
Whether you're married, whether you're single, is not good for any human to stay alone.
无论你系结咗婚嘅，或者系单身嘅，任何人唔好独居。
And Yahweh said, "Let me make a helper to help him that is suitable to him."
神就话：等我做一个嘅配偶，呢个配偶咧系适合佢嘅，系俾佢。
In the Hebrew, the word suitable means someone who faces you from day to day.
嗱，呢个字咧，适合咧喺希伯来文里边咧，就系呢个人咧日以继夜咧，成日对住佢嘅。
In the family, your parents and your brothers and sisters.
嗱，喺一个家庭里边咧，一个父母或者兄弟姊妹咧。
In a dormitory or in the school, your fellow students.
喺呢宿舍里边咧，系好似咧你嘅同学啊，都大家都系要嘅。
Or in your shop, or in your workplace, your colleagues.
嗱喺工作嘅地方咧，可以讲到你嘅同事啦。
God is saying, "It's not good for any human being to be alone. Let me make more people so that people have to learn to live with one another."
事实上，神讲呢句说话就话，人类系唔好独居。我是想多啲使到一班人彼此相处。
Human beings must not be selfish.
人系唔可以咧系自私自利。
To become God's image, we must learn to give ourselves to others.
当我哋要学习咧有神嘅形象嘅时候咧，我哋真系要学习舍己啊，将为别人而活噶。
Because this is precisely what Yahweh God Himself lives.
因为这个的目的是首先耶和神自己作了一个榜样。
For God's sake, to give oneself for others.
因为神的缘故，他怎么样？他将自己给了我们。
Although you live under the same roof in your home,
雖然你係在同一個屋檐下咧一齊住
，as a family, do you talk to each other？
嗱，我想問一問大家啦，同一個家庭裏邊，你彼此有冇傾談啊
？Do you have eye contact with each other？
你咧彼此咧有冇咧大隻眼睛咧彼此咧就係睇到大家望到大家
？Although your husband and wife。Do you have contact with each other?
嗱，你雖然你大家係夫妻啫喎，你到底大家有冇個好緊密嘅接觸啊
？Do you talk to each other?
你彼此有冇一個交談啊
？Oh, some people talk too much.
話有啲人咧講得太多。
But do you listen to each other?
但你願唔願意去聆聽別人咧？同你
？Do you share meals together?
你大家有冇一齊用膳咧
？Do you spend holidays together?
冇一齊咧去咧去呢個旅遊咧？
Do you go to the park together?
有冇一齊去呢個公園咧
？And if you don't listen to each other, how do you have understanding for the other people?
若果你唔願意去聽人講，你點能了解對方咧
？You know, it is not good to be too busy, so busy that you don't have time for your family.
嗱，話俾你聽啊，有時太忙碌真係唔好嘅，你冇花呢個時間咧喺呢個家庭裏邊咧，係有一個好大嘅影響嘅。
Maybe one of the reasons why this church is improving is that we spend time with God and with one another.
那我哋教会咧，点解咧会慢慢可以有一个嘅进展咧？因为我哋花时间同神嘅沟通，同埋彼此沟通。
We listen to each other.
我系聆听大家所讲。
And we learn to be understanding to each other's problems and weaknesses.
我哋咧去学习明白别人嘅处境。
I would like to make a suggestion to you.
我想咧就係有一個提議俾大家。
Since we have come to the same church for a long period of time now,
嗱，我哋咧係同一個教會裏邊咧崇拜嘅一段時間啦。
Whether you're a single person or you're a couple,
無論咧你係單身嘅，亦或咧你有家庭有夫妻嘅。
Whether you're already a baptized person, a Christian, or you have not been baptized,
亦或咧你已經咧受咗浸成為呢個徒，或者仲未受浸。
But at least you have been coming to learn from the Bible together for a long time.
最低限度咧，你到我哋教会一段时间咧，系透过呢个圣经咧去学习。
I suggest that once or twice a week, you sit together with your family members for a short time.
嗱，我提议咧，一系一周或者两周一次，大家个家庭坐埋嚟咧读神嘅话语。
And each person takes turn to read.One selected scripture, and one after the other, and then at the end to pray together.
揀一啲嘅經文，大家咧輪流去讀，跟住之後咧作一個禱告。
After 6 months, you see what will happen.
嗱，你試下六個月咧，六個月之後，你睇下有啲乜嘢嘅改變。
Whether you see more and more understanding for each other.
你睇下喺呢六個月之後，家庭裏邊咧彼此嘅了解係咪會加深
？And there will be less and less complaint and anger in the family。
家庭裏邊咧越來越少咗啲投訴啊、不滿呢種嘅情緒啦。
Don't say to yourself, don't say to your family that money is most important。
唔好同你家庭你啲成員講，唔好成日話咧金錢咧係一切。
Remember, Genesis chapter 1 is about work and taking holiday.
創世記第一章裏面是講到工作同埋休息。
Holiday.
度假。
Take time, make time to have a holiday with your family.
爭取一些時間和你家庭成員一起去度假。
But when we come to chapter 2, chapter 2 is about take up responsibility.
第二章是我們要負起責任。
And make effort and don't be lazy.
要勤力工作，唔好懒惰。
Be careful and not be careless.
要小心，唔好粗心大意。
And above all, learn to be obedient to God.
最紧要就学习顺服神。
Don't cross boundaries.
唔好咧系超过界限。
And last of all, learn to live for God and for others.
最重要系为神而活，为人而活。
Shall we sing a closing hymn?
我哋咧就可以唱一首結束嘅歌啊。